Friends, when you're telling your neighbors about this story, will you also tell them that you heard it on Radio City Playhouse? Ladies and gentlemen, here's the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Bob. Friends, tonight's story was written by Stephen Vincent Benet, Pulitzer Prize winner and one of America's most outstanding men of letters. Elementals is a shocking story concerning the deep and hidden chambers of the human soul, which, once they have opened upon a man, leave him changed forever. The leading role of Sherwood Latimer is played by a young actor new to Radio City Playhouse, Mr. Hal Studer. Mr. Studer began his radio career in 1946 in NBC's The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. He was recently featured in the Broadway success Hope is the Thing with Feathers, and he now has more radio and television engagements than he can handle. Here, then, is Elementals by Stephen Vincent Benet, starring Hal Studer as Sherwood Latimer. Attraction 26 on Radio City Playhouse.
Upper Fifth Avenue in New York. It is a clear winter evening, and the air is soft and amazingly warm for January. Sherwood Latimer and Catherine Vane walk arm in arm. Even the casual passerby can see that they are in love, very much in love.
Oh, Sherry, don't you love this avenue, the park and the gorgeous old homes and everything?
Mostly apartments now.
But the park, so beautiful.
Wonder if we'll ever have enough money to live on Fifth Avenue.
Of course we will. You're going to be famous. You'll write a play or a novel or something, and everybody will think you're a genius. We'll have a beautiful apartment and dozens of wonderful children, and I'll have a mink coat.
And a convertible and a limousine and six servants.
You'll see.
Oh, you're just prejudiced, Kathy.
Well, aren't you the youngest assistant professor on the staff?
And the lowest paid.
Money.
How can you say money like that? Still talk about mink coats.
It's a woman's privilege to be inconsistent.
That's my girl.
Thank you, Professor.
Oh, Kathy, I wish we could get married. Do things right, go to the theater, never eat hamburgers.
Never eat hamburgers? What a horrible thought. I love hamburgers.
I wonder what Mr. Slake will give me for dinner.
You're to remember everything. I want the complete details.
Probably hamburgers served on solid gold plates.
With champagne.
And no onions.
And cold buns. I can see it all now.
Gee, honey, I wish you were coming. I hate to think of you going to dinner alone. Why couldn't Slake have invited you? He knows we're engaged. He knows
that... Sherry, don't be silly. I'll be fine. Well, did you send him a bill for the translation?
$200.
Wonderful. Maybe he'll give you the check tonight.
Maybe he will.
Be nice to him, Sherry. Be real polite and let him do the talking. And, well, don't talk about soaking the rich or anything. Just be real nice and normal.
I will.
A man like John Slake has influence. He never can tell what'll happen if he takes a liking to you.
I promise I'll be on my very best behavior. This is the place here.
This big gray one?
All five stories of it.
He lives all alone in that?
Roomy, isn't it?
You should have charged him more than $200. You should have charged him $2,000.
Oh, I wish you were coming, Kathy. It'll be such a wonderful dinner.
Don't be silly, Sherry. I don't mind a bit. And anyway, he wanted it to be just the two of you. Maybe he's going to offer you a job or something.
Maybe he is. Well...
Bye, darling. Phone me when you get home.
I will.
You better go in. It's after 7 now.
Where are you going to eat?
You stop worrying about where I'm going to eat.
Well, do you need any money?
No, I have $5 or $6. Now, go on. Why, Sherry Latimer, I believe you're nervous.
I don't go to dinner with millionaires every night.
Well, just be perfectly natural. You look fine. It's a nice suit, and you've just had a haircut.
That ought to fix it.
Go on, darling. You'll be late.
I'll phone you.
Don't forget. And remember, be on your best behavior.
I will. Bye, Kathy.
Thank you.
More coffee, Sherry?
No, thanks, Mr. Slake.
A liqueur?
Oh, nothing, thank you. It was a wonderful dinner.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
This is a wonderful room. I think it's even more attractive than the dining room.
Well, a dining room should be simple, Sherry. A man can't enjoy art if his mouth is full. Yes, this room, of course, is different. This is where I spend most of my time. I see you're admiring the fireplace.
It's magnificent.
16th century Italian. I had it shipped block by block from Rome. Oh, by the way, speaking of 16th century Italian, I have your check here for the Guicciardini translation.
Oh, there's no rush, Mr. Slake, any time.
Not at all. I made it out before you arrived. There you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You did a splendid job. Splendid. You're the best man in the country on Italian translation.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Tell me, Sherry, what did you think of the little experiment of Prince Alessandro?
Oh, which one?
Well, you remember the chapter, Merry Diversions of Prince Alessandro?
I ought to. Took me long enough to translate it.
What did you think of Alessandro?
Oh, I thought him an animal. An incredibly cruel animal.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I thought it rather intriguing. A very clever way of proving that there are but three elemental emotions. I see you're admiring my harp.
Yes. Do you play?
A little. Music seems to release me from the dull vulgarity of life. You know, there's a certain spirituality about the harp. It seems to embody every... How shall I say it? There's such an aesthetic feel about it. Sometimes I sit here all night and just play. I find it very soothing.
You play beautifully.
An amateur, but I enjoy it. You know Brahms?
No, I don't.
Pity he wrote so little for the harp. He's my favorite composer.
I'm afraid I'm not very musical.
So, you consider Prince Alessandro an animal, do you? You're very young, Sherry. As a matter of fact, I was going to suggest to you that... Oh, no. No, I suppose you wouldn't consider it.
Consider what?
I understand you're engaged to a Miss, Vane? Catherine Vane?
Yes. She works in the secretary's office at the university.
Are you, in love with her?
Very much.
Planning on getting married?
As soon as we can afford it.
But, you can't afford it now?
Well, assistant professors aren't too well paid.
No, I suppose they aren't.
What did you mean when you said I wouldn't consider something?
Sherry, I'm a very rich man. I have literally so much money I don't know what to do with it. I'm 54 now, and I've experienced everything. I've been everywhere, I've seen everything, I've done everything. Sometimes I get very bored indeed. So I thought maybe that perhaps you might be interested in giving me a little amusement and at the same time earning yourself some money. I thought that perhaps you... No. It's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
Huh? Well, I'm intrigued with Alessandro's experiment. I'd love to repeat it.
You're not serious.
Yes, I'm serious.
But I don't understand.
I'd pay you $25,000.
Not to go...
Exactly. Now, look, I thought it all out this afternoon. There's space on the fourth floor of this house that's never used. Now, I would lock you and Miss Vane in adjoining rooms. I'd have a glass partition built between them so that you could see each other but not communicate. And I'd cut the time down to 7 days. After all, neither you or Miss Vane have the physique of the 16th century Italians.
You you're not actually suggesting that Kathy and I should...
But of course. For $25,000. Isn't this a beautiful melody? So sweeping. So sad. I wish I'd known, Brown.
I wish you'd leave that harp alone and tell me what's on your mind.
Well, it's very simple. You and Miss Vane need money. Or shall I say you'd like to have it? So, I'll pay you $25,000. You'll be locked in two rooms that are separated by a glass partition. You'll go, each one, into one of these rooms on, oh, let's say a Sunday at midnight. And until the following Sunday at midnight, you'll be given nothing to eat. Nothing. You'll be allowed plenty of water, and that's all. You'll starve yourself for 7 days. And at the end of the week, on the second Sunday at midnight, I shall raise the glass partition and place a thick slice of bread and butter exactly halfway between you and Miss Vane.
And pay us $25,000?
No, Sherry, not quite. You see, I agree with Alessandro. There are just three elementals. Fear, hate, and hunger. I believe that you and Miss Vane, for all that you say you're in love, I believe that after 7 days without food, you'd fall on each other like a couple of snarling animals.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Nevertheless, I believe you'd claw each other to bits in your struggle for that one slice of bread. I believe you'd forget all about love and respect and tenderness. You'd be ruled by an elemental, in this case, hunger. Now, of course, if I'm wrong, if you share the bread gently and tenderly, then I'd pay you $25,000. But if you perform as I expect, if you become animals instead of human beings, then you'd have to work for me for nothing for 10 years. Thank goodness I have my music to console me. Don't sit there staring at me, Sherry.
I find it hard to believe that you're serious.
Oh, I'm perfectly serious.
But it's insane. It's impossible.
Now, look, lots of health cranks diet for longer than 7 days. You say you're in love with this girl, this Miss Vane.
Yes, but I would never subject her to such a monstrous experiment.
Well, wouldn't she have the courage of your convictions? You believe that love is stronger than hunger, don't you?
Yes, but that isn't the same thing.
You're young. You're an idealist. You believe that love is a big, golden, wonderful thing. Well, I say that it isn't. I say that after 7 days of not eating, you would hate Catherine Vane. You'd tear the bread from her and stuff it into your mouth.
Will you please leave that harp alone?
Huh? See, I enjoy it so much myself, I forget sometimes that others don't appreciate it.
You could never ask a woman to...
Well, you say you're in love, don't you?
Well, of course we're in love.
You could get married at once. No more grubbing, no more tutoring at night. Miss Vane could resign her position. You'd have a nice little house, a car, all in exchange for 7 days of not eating. Why don't you talk it over with Miss Vane? Tell her how easily you can earn $25,000. Why don't you, Sherry? Huh? Another pastry, Miss Vane. Remember, you won't be eating again until next Sunday.
I couldn't. I couldn't possibly eat another mouthful.
Oh. Well, since it's almost midnight, shall we go upstairs?
We can't do it. We can't do it, Kathy.
Sherry, please. It's so easy. No more pinching. No more going without things. All we have to do is lie quietly on a couch for a week without eating.
You want to call it off, Sherry?
Of course he doesn't want to call it off. Besides, we've signed all those papers. I don't know if they're legal or not.
Oh, my dear Miss Vane, you underestimate me. I had my lawyers draw up the agreement very carefully. Of course, we can't come out and say that Sherry was to be my slave for 10 years, but don't worry. I'm quite sure I'll collect my payment if you're so unfortunate as to lose the wager. Well, now I've had workmen in and the rooms are all ready. We replaced the wall between the two bedrooms with a full sheet of glass. You'll each have a lamp and a Bible. I'm afraid I'll have to forbid you soap and toothpaste.
Are you afraid we might eat the soap?
You might.
I refuse to believe it. It's so difficult.
Oh, Kathy, you don't know. I was hungry in the war. I know what it's like. You get crazed and desperate.
I'm sure we can do it. I'm positive. Don't look so bleak, Sherry, please. think of all the things we can do with $25,000. Why, it's wonderful. We can have a home, a nice little house somewhere, and furnish it attractively.
It's 11:58. Shall we go up?
Come on, Sherry. We can't be ruled out for a late start. Come on.
Sherry, this is your room. They're exactly the same, except that your wallpaper has bluebirds, whereas Miss Baines has daisies.
Hello! Kathy!
Oh, she can't hear you. That glass partition between you is an inch thick.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Slake, she's so tiny. She's such a little bit of a thing. I look
as
at
you
her...
As you observe, when the lights are on, in both rooms, you can see each other very well.
Look, Slake.
Now, I shall visit you once every 24 hours. There are glasses in the bathroom there. Drink as much water as you wish. And at 12 o'clock next Sunday night, this partition will rise. I had it specially installed, as I told you. So, at next Sunday midnight, I shall bring you one thick slice of bread and butter. You'll be exposed to the food for 20 minutes. I shall take pictures.
If God can possibly condone such idiotic treatment of the human body, I'm sure he'll help us.
Oh, that's very good, Sherry. I think you're going to need help. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Miss Vane looks very lovely, Sherry. She's a most charming girl. I don't wonder that you're in love with her. But remember, there are just the three elementals. Fear, hate, hunger. And now, of course, that you've lost your wages.
Heckling us wasn't part of the bargain.
I can see you now. Clawing at each other like animals.
Oh, stop it, stop it.
Oh, say, by the way, Sherry, I ran across the most tantalizing thing today. A sort of harp concerto written by a chap called Malnick. Matty Malnick. It's called Harp Fantasy and Jazz. Exquisite thing.
Will you stop making small talk and leave me alone?
All right, Sherry, I'll leave you. Until tomorrow night.
Bluebirds pasted to the wall. 21 bluebirds, A, B, ball, C, call, D, E, F, fall. 21 bluebirds trying not to fall. Well, let's see. 21 bluebirds pasted to the wall. 21 bluebirds trying not to fall. Bluebirds happy in their little trees. Something, something, something smiling at the bees.
Well, the first 24 hours are over, Sherry. How do you feel?
Fine.
Not too uncomfortable?
No.
Kathy's fine.
Good.
You're not very talkative, are you?
That wasn't in the bargain.
All right, then I'll leave you.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Immensely. I can hardly wait. You see, the first 24 hours are easy. So are the second. The third day gets worse, and the fourth and fifth... That's when the fun...
Well, hello, Sherry. How are you?
You
tonight?
Stole my pipe. You stole my pipe when you were in here yesterday. You deliberately stole my pipe. Oh.
Sorry, Sherry. You were getting a little hysterical. The Bible is on the floor right in front of
you. What? What's the matter? Why are you pointing at Miss Vane?
She has moved. She...
Nonsense. She's asleep. I can see her breathing from here. Say, you'd better get hold of yourself. This is only the third day. Good evening, Sherry.
Sherry, wake up.
That's it. How are you feeling?
Go away.
You know, you're an admirable guest, you and Miss Vane. You make so little demand on one's hospitality. I've just been in to see her, and she sent you a message. Don't you want to hear it? Ah, I see my elemental has begun to touch you. You're not so interested in Miss Vane now, are you?
Why can't you leave me? Why can't you leave us alone? You weren't supposed to torture us.
My dear fellow, I'm interested. Believe me, I worry about you both. I thought of you tonight at dinner. The bisque had a trifle too much whipped cream for my taste.
But the roast was perfection. Rich, red, succulent roast beef. That wonderful, delicate shade of pink. It cut like butter.
Shut up. Huh? Shut up.
What's the matter, Sherry? You're
beginning to feel it? Well, you shouldn't. This is only the fourth day.
Well, it's the fifth day.
Is it?
Yes. You see, it's the fifth day.
Or is it the third?
You've been here five times.
Yes, but the first visit, the Sunday we began, that doesn't count.
Is it? Is it Thursday or Friday?
I wonder. Good night, Sherry. Sleep well.
It's the fifth day. It's the fifth day. It's the fifth day! Oh, let me sleep. God in heaven, let me sleep. Please don't let me think about food. Please don't let me think about food.
Sausages.
Walls. Meat. Meat.
Red roast.
I want to pick at it. I want to beat it.
Meat.
Like an enemy.
Meat.
Hot cake, golden puffy, drowned in maple syrup, and little sausages bursting with meat and spice.
Bacon
over a wood fire.
Oh,
dear God, please stop it. I can hear my own voice over and over.
Can't stand.
Any food? Stale.
Stale
moldy bread. Even a dry slice of old stale moldy bread.
Moldy bread.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Kathy. Oh, Kathy. I haven't even thought of you. And this is only the fifth day. The fifth day.
Fourth day.
Who is it? Why is it so red? Everything's red. The walls are red. The bloomers are red. Everything's red. Bible here. I'll eat the Bible.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't eat paper. That'll make you ill.
How much longer? Much longer?
Don't you wish you knew?
Tell me. Tell me in the name of God, don't torture me like this. Please, I can't stand it.
Well, you'd be able to stand it better if you'd stop these enervating hysterics. Look at Miss Vane. She just lies there on the couch. She doesn't prance around the room, tearing the pages from her Bible. By the way, you'd better give me the Bible.
No.
After all, the binding is leather, and leather was once a form of meat. I wouldn't want to disqualify you on a technicality. Good night, Sherry. Well, the time is up, Sherry. Sherry, 7 days are up. Oh, you'll revive soon enough. I've brought you a wonderful thick slice of bread and butter. Mm. If you'll just permit me, I'll shove your couch over against the glass. Can you hear me? Sherry, can you hear me?
Where am
I? At this moment, you're about 1 foot away from Catherine Vane. There's just a sheet of plate glass between you. Remember, I had the glass partition installed. It's like a great big window between two rooms. Remember? Sherry. Remember Kathy?
Kathy? No.
Now, I'm going to raise the glass partition now, Sherry. I'm lifting it up. Now, there's bread there, Sherry. You see it?
Bread.
A thick slice of fresh bread and butter. Wonderful soft white bread. Golden fresh butter. Aren't you hungry, Sherry? Aren't you hungry?
Yes, I'm hungry.
Yes. Careful, Sherry. There's a woman over there. She's very close to you, not more than a foot away. She wants the bread too, Sherry. She wants it.
No, no, it's my bread. It's mine.
But she's going to steal it from you. She thinks it's hers. Perhaps you'd better kill her, Sherry.
It's my bread.
Yes.
My bread.
Yes, well, then slip down off the couch, Sherry. Shh. She'll hear you. She's very clever. She's pretending to be asleep, but she's after the bread, too. She'll grab it and eat it, and then there won't be any for you, Sherry. You don't want that to happen,
no,
do you?
No, it's my bread. My bread.
Oh, she's greedy, Sherry. She'll eat it. You better get rid of her. Get rid of her now. Mitchell, grab her.
I'm so hungry.
Quick, Sherry, eat it. You've got it in your hand. Eat it.
She can't have it. She can't have it. It's mine. It's my bread. It's my bread.
Oh, you eat it, you imbecile. Go on, eat it. Stuff it into your mouth. Go on, go on.
Jerry. It's me. Kathy. Oh, Jerry. I'm so hungry.
Kathy. Bread. Bread. Bread.
Eat it. Eat it, you fool. Eat it.
Bread. Bread. Bread.
Kathy. Kathy. Oh, Kathy, darling. Here. Just a little bit. Chew it slowly. Here. Here, Kathy.
No, no, no. Eat it, you idiot. There's only one slice. Eat it.
Kathy, darling. Chew it slowly.
Sherry. Sherry. Sweet.
Yeah, a little more, darling. Yeah. Oh, Kathy, I love you.
Now you. You have some. You have some, Sherry.
Oh, thanks, darling. You're a beast, Mr. Slake. You're a beast. A powerful beast. But we proved you wrong. You're wrong, Mr. Slate. There's another elemental. There's hate and fear and hunger. And there's love.
Jerry, I love you.
Just heard Elementals, written by Stephen Vincent Benet and directed by Harry W. Junkin. Al Studer starred as Sherwood Latimer. James Van Dyke was John Slake. Kathy was played by Marilyn Erskine. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Harp solos were by Edward Vito. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough.
This is Harry Junkin again. Next week, a story that in principle is as simple as One from Three Leaves Two. In fact, that is its title, One from Three Leaves Two. A dramatic and suspenseful story starring Jan Minor and John Larkin. Next week, Attraction 27 on Radio City Playhouse. Bob Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.